Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
November 30, 1804. A surprise attack by the Sioux. The war rumblings of previous days from the villages have finally erupted. In spite of Captain Lewis's assurances to the Mandan that the expedition is their friend, not an ally of the Sioux, it takes a show of force to convince the nations of the Corps' intentions. Captain Clark tells what happens.
This morning at 8 o'clock, an Indian called from the other side and informed that he had something of consequence to communicate. We sent a pirogue for him, and he informed us as follows. 5 men of the Mandan Nation, out hunting in a southwest direction about 8 leagues, was surprised by a large party of Sioux and Pawnee. One of their party, a young chief, was killed, and 2 wounded with arrows and 9 horses taken. 4 of the Watterson Nation was missing, and they expected to be attacked by the Sioux. We thought it well to show a disposition to aid and assist them against their enemies, particularly those who came in opposition to our counsels, and I determined to go to the town with some men, and if the Sioux were coming to attack the nation, to collect the warriors from each village and meet them. Those ideas were also those of Captain Lewis. I crossed the river in about an hour after the arrival of the Indian Express with 23 men, including the interpreters, and flanked the town and came up on the back. The Indians, not expecting to receive such strong aid in so short a time, was much surprised and a little alarmed at the formidable appearance of my party. I explained to the nation the cause of my coming in this formidable manner to their town was to assist and chastise the enemies of our dutiful children. One chief, the big man Chien, said they now saw that what we had told them was the truth. His people had listened to what we had told them and carelessly went out to hunt in small parties, believing themselves to be safe from the other nations, and had been killed by the Pawnees and Sioux. Captain William Clark, November 30, 1804.
The chiefs pointed out that the raiding party was already gone, and that they would all have to wait until spring now for retribution because their horses could not negotiate the deep snows in pursuit. The captains agreed, and after offering continued defense aid, they returned to the fort. The Pawnees, Captain Clark often refers to, are actually the Arikaras. He seems to confuse the two tribes because their languages sound similar to him. Tomorrow, more trouble brewing.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Whit Hansen and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Production assistance from Kristen Barrett. Captain Clark is read by Sean Batiste. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.